As prayers continue to be offered to ensure peace after the Supreme Court verdict on the 2012 election petition, the president of the Police Wives Association, POLWA, Mrs. Janet Al-Hassan, has called on women to pray and advise their children, especially the youth, to desist from any form of violence as the country awaits the verdict of the Supreme Court. She was speaking at a prayer session, which was also to outdoor her as president of the Police Wives Association. Here's Nanama Marie's report.
With the slogan Peace and Unity, the Police Wives Association, POWA, worshipped God with inspirational songs provided by the police band. This month's prayer section centered on peace and stability for the country after the verdict of the Supreme Court on the election petition. President of POWA, Mrs. Janet Al-Hassan, who was introduced as the new leader of the association, urged women to make the maintenance of relations with others key in their lives. This, she said, will promote peace at home and give their husbands sound minds to perform their duties in ensuring national security. Mrs. Al-Hassan asked for the support of members of the association.
We've done a lot, but we have more to do. So I know with their support and prayers, everything will be okay. The elections was very hectic, but through prayers, nothing happened. And we know with this, nothing is going to happen. Women, we have to pray for the whole nation, our husbands, our family, and for peace in the nation.
The sermon was delivered by Reverend DCOP David Ampa Benin. He stressed the need for every organization to have a leader for better management.
Everybody who is worshiping Jesus must have a truth. It is in this light that you must also have a truth in our organizations. So all of us must help President of POLWA so that she will succeed. We also need peace in Ghana.
The prayer section, which takes place every third Sunday of the month, was attended by members of the Fire Service Wives Association. The men were also present to support the women in prayers.
That was a report by Nana Ama Omari.